Australia's literary community has been shocked today by the death of one of the country's great poets. Dorothy Porter died from breast cancer this morning, aged just 54. She's best known for her poems The Monkey's Mask and the more recent El Dorado. Both are fast-paced, intense crime thrillers. And in a rare achievement for poets, The Monkey's Mask was made into a film starring Susie Porter and a young Abby Cornish in 2000. Alison Caldwell has our report.
Known as Dot to her friends, Dorothy Porter was one of Australia's most widely read poets. Her poetry captured the flavour of the times. Skillfully juggling narrative and poetry, Dorothy Porter's verse novels were intense crime thrillers dealing with murder, lust, innocence and guilt.
Just like the others, boss, Detective Sergeant Rodney Mason shifts his great big slow ass out of my view, and the little girl's face is revealed, grubby from the grave, but without trauma, just dead. Just dead, and just like the others, with a gold thumbprint on her forehead, as if she'd been laid to rest, cherished, gilded, and blessed.
One of Dorothy Porter's earliest verse novels, The Monkey's Mask, was about a lesbian private detective who falls in love with a suspect in the disappearance of a young woman. It became a film and a play and was recently adapted for radio by the BBC. She spoke to ABC Radio National's book show last year about her latest novel, El Dorado.
A great number of the serial killer genre crime novels that I've read have violent and sexually explicit and highly repulsive crimes, and a lot of these books seem to be upping the ante. Books seem to be getting more and more violent, more and more pornographically horrible, and I thought I didn't want to do that, and certainly that's not how my killer thinks or works. So my killer is killing children, and that's the ultimate fear, is the
it's the biggest taboo of all, isn't it?
The biggest taboo of all is the child serial killer. And I thought it'd be interesting to deal with this in poetry, because poetry's always dealt with taboo material from way back.
Dorothy Porter grew up on Sydney's northern beaches in the 1950s.
And I remember, you know, walking around in my adolescence in a very precious way with my little leather-bound copy of Keats in my pocket, which I used to read during prayers at school and so on. Though I remember I loved Tennyson when I was a kid. Break, break, break on thy cold grey stones, O sea, and I would that my heart could utter the thoughts that arise in me. One of the few poems I know of by heart.
To composer and musician Paul Grabowski, Dorothy Porter's words were lyrics.
Well, Dot was an amazing life force. She was somebody who I loved working with. She knew exactly what she wanted. She worked very, very quickly. And, of course, she was the most incredible wordsmith. As a poet and as a sort of creator of narratives constructed out of verse, she was without peer. From a musical point of view, because she was able to distill very complex ideas into a very few very powerful words, she, of course, was a joy to work with because, you know, her poetry is so melodious. In spite of the fact that poetry maybe has a relatively small audience, because of things like Monkey's Mask and Wild Surmise and these kinds of books, she had a kind of broader outreach than a lot of other people within that genre, and she was looking forward, I think, to expanding that further. It came as a bolt out of the blue, because I think that apart from the people most close to Dot, none of us were really aware that she was that sick, and, you know, it's an immeasurable loss.
Yes, I can't fall. But no, I'll never regret it. The most beautiful thing.
Somewhat shaken, Australian composer Paul Grabowski there, ending that report from Alison Caldwell on the death of Dorothy Porter.